Good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. We are here to celebrate God's love coming to us as one of us. Thanks be to God. Again, good morning and welcome to worship on this Christmas Day at West End United Methodist Church. We're delighted that you've joined us, and if you're here visiting family, special welcome to you. We're glad you took a little time out of your family time to be with us here this morning. We hope you will find this a meaningful service, and if you are here visiting on this day, we hope you'll return for additional services. I have a few announcements to make as we begin. First of all, next Sunday as well, there will be only one worship service at 11 a.m. Because that is, of course, New Year's Day. Also, our office will be closed tomorrow in observance of the Christmas holiday. We will open again at the regular time on Tuesday morning. Our today's service is on New Year's Eve. It will be in the gym. It's at 6:30. It is a wonderful way to make a transition from one year to the next. It's a very quiet service, a service of singing and prayer and contemplation. If you've never attended, it is really a delightful way to make it from one year to the next. And then finally, year-end contributions, and we hope there'll be lots of those. Those will need to be turned in, if you're handing them in by hand, by 4:30 on December 30th, because that's when the office closes. Of course, you can have them postmarked through December 31st. But thank you all for your generosity throughout the year. That's the only reason we are here, that the doors are open and the heat or the air conditioning is on. Usually I'll pose a little question about the service, but I just want to give you a little information this morning. It's been my tradition since I've been here to create a story for the children for this particular day, for the Sunday after Christmas, and I've done that again. I read the story. It's the one time of year I actually read my sermon, so you're here for a very special time. And it is for all God's children. At that time, we'll invite all the young people to come down, but if parents, if you want to come sit with them, older siblings, if you want to come sit, grandparents or friends, it's perfectly okay, because you know, God's story is for all God's children.
Ooh, they cry, still. morning, the ruins of Jerusalem burst into song. We who once were silent sing songs of joy. A voice shouts from the mountains, proclaiming peace to all. We who were oppressed declare peace to the nations. Rejoice, Jerusalem, for you have been redeemed. We celebrate the one who restores us, who fills the world with grace upon grace. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Presence of one before whom mountains melt and the earth trembles, we come now to rid ourselves of all that separates us from God and our best selves. Let us open our hearts to God's light and truth as we confess our sin. Let us pray. God of light, we are overcome by darkness, dazzled by the false brilliance of passing pleasures, financial gain, and our own. Let us turn this Christmas away from the distractions and toward the miracle of your incarnation, the light in the darkness, the voice in the wilderness. Emmanuel, God among us, redeem us from our imprisonment, illuminate our way, and reconcile us once more to peace. Let the forgiveness of the Lord restore you, and may you find comfort and joy this Christmas day in the grace that is freely offered to all. Amen.
Thank you.
pray together the prayer for illumination. As we come to hear the scriptures today, O Lord, stir up our hearts that we may welcome your incarnate Son. By his coming, give us strength in our conflicts and shed light on our path, that we may walk the way that leads to eternal life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear these words from the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy. For in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Children of all ages are welcome. If you want to bring a friend, you're welcome to do so. I get to have my own girls down here with us today, to whom I read stories when they were much smaller, and they still like it for some reason. So, now, this is a story about a character you've met before, some of you. His name is Rufus, and he's almost an angel. I say almost an angel because he's going to school to be an angel. He's what we call an apprentice angel. This is his story. I left this story out the last time I told about him. I've introduced you to Rufus the apprentice angel before. Apprentice simply means he was studying to be an angel so he could become someone who delivered messages for God, because that's what angels do. His teacher was an experienced and well-known messenger of God named Gabriel. There were really only two classes required for most student angels. First, Rufus took classes in listening so he could be sure and get the message right. Messages from God were so important that they had to be delivered correctly, or things might go terribly wrong. Second, angels took classes in speaking. The message had to be delivered in a voice loud and strong, a voice that said, this is important, but a voice that was kind enough that it didn't scare the wits out of the people receiving the message. The messages always began with the words, now don't be afraid. Most people were frightened out of their wits of angels. During his training, Rufus accompanied Gabriel on his visits to a man named Zechariah and a young girl named Mary. Then Gabriel trusted the young angel to deliver a message to Joseph, who was about to be married to Mary and wasn't sure whether he should or not. The message Rufus delivered convinced Joseph that it was okay to marry Mary and to raise their son Jesus as his own. I told that story last time. Not all the messages that angels deliver are spoken, however. Some are sung. These songs are not only sung by angels. The words are written and the music composed by angels as well. Now, Rufus was not the best singer. His voice was high and thin, so it was a little hard to hear him sometimes if you were any distance away from him, and his voice broke on occasion. So the angels in charge decided that Rufus would go to school to learn to write the words to these songs or these sung messages. The main teacher at the school was a very famous songwriting angel. She had written a song for Moses' sister, Miriam, which she sang after the children of Israel, who had been slaves in Egypt, crossed the sea to freedom. She had written the song for Hannah, which Hannah had sung when she had finally given birth to a child after being able to have a baby for so many years. These both became big hits. Perhaps her biggest hit, though, didn't wind up in the Bible, but it was a song she wrote for Joseph, the dreamer, called Coat of Many Colors. Did I say this famous talented teacher angel was named Dolly? Rufus's first assignment was to adapt a song that Dolly had written many years ago for Hannah into a new song for Mary to sing when she visited her cousin Elizabeth. He didn't change a lot. He just had to make it fit the story of a young girl who is engaged to be married, but not married, having a baby before she was ready, instead of a song of a woman who had waited many years to have a child. Well, Dolly approved. She told Rufus that he had talent, and it was a fine first effort. She even wrote a tune to go with it. Now, his second assignment was much more difficult. He had to write a song for a choir of angels to sing to a group of shepherds announcing the birth of Mary's baby. He would have to keep in mind that there would be a lot of voices singing, not just one. He would have to use we rather than I. He started with the line, "We wish you a Merry Christmas." But Dolly told him it wouldn't work because there was no such thing as Christmas yet. And people might confuse the word Mary with the name Mary, Jesus' mother. Then he tried, "Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain." But Dolly gently reminded him that angels would be singing the song, not the shepherds. He was writing the song that the shepherds would hear on high. So Rufus decided to take another approach. He let his imagination run wild and made up stories about a creature no one had ever heard of in his day and time. The one was entitled Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, about a reindeer, whatever that is, who was bullied and rejected and who became a hero in the end. And then there was another song that was tragic but kind of crazy called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, whatever that is. Well, Dolly put a stop to that in a hurry, reminding Rufus that no one would have any idea what a reindeer was and that angels were, after all, messengers of God, so the message needed to be both good news and true. Go off to a quiet place and think of the best news you could possibly give anyone. See if you can put that into words. You don't have to write like anybody else, including me. Just write like yourself, using the gift that God has given you. So Rufus went away to a quiet place and thought about what would be the best news he could hear. The best news would be that God had come to be with them and would never leave them. So Rufus wrote, "Good news of great joy." That was a good start, he thought. "That shall be to all angels," he continued. "But we won't be singing to angels," he remembered. "But the angel choir will be singing to people." Well, what kind of people? He got up and found Dolly and asked her who'd be listening to the song. Now you're beginning to think like a songwriter, asking who the audience for your song will be. The choir will be singing to a group of shepherds. Be sure and remember to tell them not to be afraid. To be honest, Rufus was disappointed when he heard this. Shepherds were not very important people in the world, and they didn't have a great reputation for being trustworthy. Shepherds, he asked. That's right, shepherds, Dolly replied. Now go get to work on that song. So Rufus went off by himself again and got back to work. Good news, he thought. What goes with good news? Then it came to him. He always was filled with joy when he received good news. So he went back to his original line, good news of great joy. Those two went together really well. Now for whom? For shepherds? That's who the song was being sung to. Good news of great joy that will be to all shepherds. But it wouldn't just be for shepherds. Who else? For shepherds and their sheep, maybe. Rufus was confusing himself with all these questions. If this was really good news, it would have to be for everybody, wouldn't it? Otherwise, it would be good news for some and bad news for those that felt left out. Let's see. Not just angels, not just shepherds and their sheep. Everyone. Rufus put his imagination into the words he chose for the angel's song. Don't be afraid. We have good news. Good news of great joy we have for every man and woman, girl and boy, angels and animals, and everything and everyone God made. For on this day in Bethlehem, the town where David was born, another baby is born who is greater than David, who will be the one God chose to show all people how wide and deep and high and deep and wide God's love is for all. Glory to God in the heavens and peace on earth for all people, for all creatures, for all time. Peace on earth for all. Well, when Rufus showed Dolly what he had written, she smiled, and then she laughed. She said, Rufus, I think you've got a hit on your hands. You may not believe it, but 2,000 years from now, people will still be singing your song. Then she began to sing, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Rufus wondered what eggshells had to do with this song. But he loved the tune Dolly had come up with, so Rufus, the apprentice angel, shared the songwriting credit with the great angel Dolly on a song that we still sing today. The angel choir rehearsed the song, and they were ready on the night of Jesus' birth. They sang the song with more beauty and power than Rufus had ever imagined when he was writing it down. It was so powerful that the shepherds looked up into the sky at night and they trembled. After the angels had finished singing the song Rufus and Dolly had written, the shepherds, strangely enough, were terrified. And then they were amazed. And then they tried to make sense out of what they heard. When they could finally speak, one of them said to another, Well, hallelujah, brother! Is there anything else to say but hallelujah? The other shepherd wasn't convinced. He was still shaking a little bit. Well, it's a cold and broken hallelujah, if you ask me, he answered. Aren't they all, brother? Replied the friend. Aren't they all? Now let's go take a look at that baby. And the shepherds headed off toward Bethlehem to see the child about whom the angels had been singing. And the rest is history. And that's the story of how Rufus the angel wrote a song that we still sing today, that we are about to sing in just a minute. How about that? Now, you won't see his name in the hymnal anyway, because nobody knew this story before today, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us music. Thank you, God, for allowing us to share in your good news of great joy for all. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you all for coming today.
Thank you. Christmas. My name is Chris Allen. I'm one of the associate pastors here at West 10, and we extend a greeting to all that worship with us on this Christmas morning. And if you are a guest among us, we extend a special word of welcome. Our Andrew ministers, our people wearing blue name tags, are here and will be grateful if you would come and greet them. If you have any questions, they'll be stationed in Reed Hall and at the doors when you exit. There are some light refreshments today. There's not as much as we normally have in Reed Hall, so you're more than welcome to join us after the service in Reed Hall through the doors to your right. In the pew racks in front of you, there are some gray cards. On one side, they say prayer request, and you're invited to write any prayer requests that you have, and you can indicate on those cards whether those are private and confidential or those can be shared with the congregation. And when the pew or the offering plate is passed down each pew, you're more than welcome to put that card in the plate. And on the reverse side of that card is also a place to indicate any comments you have for staff or lay leadership. If that requires a follow-up, please put your contact information so that we can follow up with you. If you haven't already done so, I invite you to find the pew pad that's at the inside of each row, and if you could pass that down the row and record your attendance with us, and then pass that back down towards the center so you can see who's sitting among you. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, who wondrously created the earth and has even more wondrously come among us to redeem. In Christ is life, and his life is the light of all your people. We give you thanks and bless you. We are people who have lived in darkness. Much of that darkness is of our own making. On this day of birth, assure us once again of your mercy and help us to mend our lives. Help us to see beyond the earthly gifts of this year to the eternal gift of your word made flesh. By your Holy Spirit, help us to know how in these latter days to speak through the Son who is given. Open our minds that we may understand the mystery of the incarnation. And where we do not understand, give us faith to believe. On this day of celebration, help us remember those who are hospitalized, those who are imprisoned, those who are in trouble in mind or in spirit. Comfort those who mourn and help them see the joy of new life in your Son. Receive the prayers of your people this day and grant us their fulfillment as your will directs. Let us now join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us respond to the joy of God's light coming among us by the sharing of our gifts.
Friends, I have good news of great joy. For unto us this day is born in the city of Bethlehem, the city of David, a child who is Christ the Lord, God's chosen one to come and show us how wide and deep is God's love for all. Take that joy with you. Take that news with you. Take that love with you, not just this day, but every day. And know that when you do, that very God will accompany you every step of the way. Go in peace.